Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you do the fun nothing.
welcome, family, to Let's Talk About It All. We're here on another Saturday. I'd like to thank you all from taking the time out of your busy day to spend the time with us. We know you could have been anywhere, but we're so grateful that you're here with us. I'd like to say, you know, the kings, queens, gods, and goddesses, the suns and the earth, welcome to another day at Let's Talk About It All, where our main motivation is to raise our intellect and our spirituality to a higher level. I love to, you know, I love doing this. I love, you know, helping and reaching out and doing my best to enlighten people, to get each of us to question things that we haven't been questioning, things that we've been told and we just brought into hook, line, and sinker without any questions, without any research. And I personally believe that it affects us as a whole. It affects us as a people. And need I say, you know, I'm far from prejudice, and when I speak for any other ethnic group that may be on the line, you're just as welcome as everybody else. It's not a point of discriminating. It's a point of uplifting a people who has been targeted as the downtrodden, who has been looked upon as the worst of the worst, the villains, and, you know, the have-nots. And it seems that anything that's negative in this country or unhealthy, we seem to be at the top of the list. However, when it comes to good things and prosperous things, we're still struggling and fighting for those things. And I chose the Keep On song for a reason. That we have to keep on. We have to, you know, set our minds to a higher level. We have to be able to change our current state to a higher state, to a better state, to the better state of being. We've suffered too long, and we have, to some degree, accepted the suffering more so than I think was necessary, and to a point where we almost expect to have to suffer. And when I speak about the white establishment, I don't mean all white people are a part of the white establishment. I mean those who are in power that are put in a position that can either alter, change, or disrupt your life. For example, those who drive around in our cities disguised as peace officers, you know, you may know them better as police officers. Those who come into your neighborhood or come into your home and disrupt your home based on laws that were put together. Those who put the laws together and those who are behind the ones who put the laws together, because we have to realize that politics is a business as well. Politics is just like banking system. It's, you know, they tell us it's designed to help us, but if you look around in any inner city, you see the results that it's not helping us. And we've been manipulated to participate in a system and uphold a system that has, my view, has been designed to keep us at a certain level. Now, with that being said, all the information out here now, we have the ability to rise above whatever situation is placed upon us. However, we have to be willing to do it collectively. Start with ourselves first. Start with ourselves and start building ourselves. I like to give a challenge to anyone on the line that eats pork. Give yourself, strive to do what my brother Jay Sean did and take 30 days without eating any pork. Believe it or not, that's exactly how I stopped eating pork. I was 11 years old. My brother and I made a bet that I couldn't stop eating pork for a month. I stopped eating pork for the month. Went back, ate one of them Italian sausage, upchucked it, threw it up, stayed away from pork ever since. So I'm challenging you to take 30 days to not eat pork. I'm challenging you to also strive to put some money aside that you normally would spend on, whether it's your hair, your nails, at the barber shop, you know, strive to pick it or something of that nature. In order for us to change our current situation, we're going to have to be able to hold on to that, some of that $2 trillion that, you know, statistics says that comes through, you know, the brilliant, loving, amazing, courageous, kind community. We're going to have to be able to do that. We're going to have to be able to, away from emotional attachments, and approach these situations with our intellect, from a thinking capacity, from a capacity of weighing out what's going to be best for us as a whole. What's going to be best for us as individuals and the family and you know, things of that aspect. You know, so we have to begin to challenge ourselves. We have to begin to look within ourselves. That's the reason I prefer to use understand over understand. We need to look within and be able to navigate in a manner that's going to raise us to a higher level, to reaching the sky, not the ceiling, but go for the sky. Sky's the limit of what we can do if we and when we begin to move as a body, as a whole, as a unit. I want everyone on the line to think about something. And for those of you who, you know, may have been born in the 50s, 60s, 70s, even the 80s, I want you to think about the type of music you hear on the radio compared to what you used to hear, or internet, or wherever you listen to music, if you're listening to mainstream music. I want you to think about, what do you hear from the young people? What type of music do you hear? What is the subject matter? And then, you know, look at how the state of mind that our young people are in. And we have an obligation to ourselves, to our family, to our community, to strive to make this land that we live in better than it was when we came into it. And we need to start thinking beyond just tomorrow or today. We need to be able to start planning for 5, 10, 15, 25 years ahead. We need to start being more proactive rather than reactive. In order for us to change our present conditions, as I said, we're going to have to move as a unit. And in order to move as a unit, we're going to have to be strong within ourselves. We're going to have to be able to, as I said, question some of our beliefs, some of the things that have been passed down to us, and we have to ask, why have we been told certain things? Why have we been taught certain things? We have to ask those questions, and we have to begin to research to find answers that is going to reach our intellect. Not because we have gotten, many of us, and when I say we, I don't mean everyone. I mean those of us who fit the criteria. Many of us move, or we navigate through life on what we feel. We, not to say feelings are bad, however, we are more than emotions. We are intellect. We are mind, body, and soul. So we have to be able to navigate from, you know, look, learn, listen, observe, and respect. Wisdom, wise words from the wise person, the way in which you present your knowledge, the way in which you present what you know through your wisdom, understanding, making sure what you know and what you do coincide together. Meaning, if you say a thing, your actions should coincide, and ultimately you should be able to produce that thing in a manner that you say. That's what we'd have to work on. That's what we have to start imparting to our young people, to our children, to our grandchildren. The reason I speak on the white establishment is not to belittle us, to cause us to be distracted, to cause separation. None of that. I do it so that we could recognize that some situations are by design. And once you realize that some things are by design, now you can redesign it to make it work for you. You can put it in its proper perspective. Last week, the brother Mike was on, and we spoke about, you know, we went over time, and, you know, for those of you, I apologize for going over time. However, this is a show for the people. It's for us and about us. That's what it's about. We have to do what we see. How come we have a problem with being amongst ourselves, doing for ourselves, when we see other nationalities do it all the time? They do it, and we don't have a problem with them. We don't say that they, you know, we don't say that they dislike us or whatever. You know, we still welcome them. So don't you think that we would be more welcomed if we start doing exactly what they're doing, start owning our own stores, building our own hospitals, building our own schools, building our own banks, and stop saying that, oh, they're going to come and kill us, they're going to stop us. Look, that's what I mean when we move on emotions, for those of you who may think that. We all got to transition from this planet. However, how do you want to be remembered, and what do you want your legacy to be? Do you want your legacy to be one that this person did everything they could to make life better for other people as well as for themselves? Or do you want it to be remembered as a person that was afraid of his own shadow or her own shadow? Do you want to be remembered as that person, or the selfish person that only did for themselves? We all have the choice. We can guide ourselves divinely, or we can guide ourselves destructively. It's our choice. We have that choice. This is the reason I say God and goddesses, because we have that ability to make our lives better or make our lives less than. We have to choose. We have to choose what we believe within our hearts, what we feel within our souls. Now, this is a time where, you know, where feelings do come into play. However, we also, many of us, have to learn how to manage our feelings. And when I say manage your feelings, I mean not saying or doing a thing just because you feel a certain way, just because a person reacted to you a certain way, which caused you to react a certain way towards them based on how you feel. We do that to each other, many of us, far too often, where someone hurts your feeling, automatically you want to hurt their feelings. Someone gets you angry, automatically you want to do something to get them angry. Now, it's a difference when you're making a conscious choice to educate a person or to enlighten a person, and it happens to get them angry, rather than just doing it simply because they did it to you and because you were feeling some type of way based on what they did to you or said to you. We, and when I say we, I mean many of us, we go through life with blinders on. We go through life thinking that, you know, some of us think everyone is against us. Some of us may think it's a beautiful life, and it is. Life is beautiful, and life can be beautiful. And we also have to remember that we are connected to the universe. That's the reason I said the earth and the sun. As a 5%er, we were taught man, woman, and child, sun, moon, and the star. You know, that's what the man, woman, and the earth, you know, where the woman is responsible for carrying the seed within her womb until the seed is ready. Now, when you look at that, when you look at how nature is, what is a thought? A thought is nothing but a seed that you plant within your mind, and you let that seed nurture until you're ready to produce it. And you get that seed throughout your soul, and you start sprouting with the actions and the words towards it. So we are connected to each other. We're connected to each other in that way. We're connected by birth as men and women. The key, we are the key to changing our future. We are the key to changing our destiny. The man and the woman is the sun. Man is the sun, so he should shine the light, protect the earth, help the earth grow, and the woman is the earth. And, you know, as a child, she's the moon, and as a child, the man is a star. So we have to evolve, but we're connected, we're intertwined, and far too often, American society has attacked and pulled apart the man and the woman. And this is the reason that I was saying that some things are deliberate. Some things that are happening in our lives are by design. So we have to redesign it. And in order to redesign it, you have to know what is what. Is this who I am naturally? Or is this something that I've been manipulated and mentally created based on what I've been taught in my environment and the system around me that made me into what, that molded me into what I am. As Tupac said, being the rose that grow from the concrete. we know that concrete don't bear, what do concrete bear? You know, weeds, it's concrete. You don't see beautiful flowers and things of that nature come from concrete. And many inner cities, that's what you're surrounded by, a bunch of concrete. Very rarely do your feet touch soil. So we living in a, many of us live in an inner city where it's like the concrete jungle. And we wonder why we're in the conditions we are, why our children react the way they react, and why many of us struggling so hard. We're struggling based on, one, our belief system. Many of us, our belief system, what we believe becomes our reality. Going back to what I was saying earlier when I was speaking about the music, and I kind of, you know, veered off of it. When I was speaking about the music, there was a time when we sung about love, we sung about, you know, growth, we sung about unity, we sung about different aspects of life. So the music, it was a time when it was called soul music, when the music was would get to your soul, that it would get to you. And once, you know, music has a power, because we're many of us, you know, we listen to music, it can calm us down, it can hype us up. So imagine children whose mind hasn't fully developed listening to sex and murder. Sex and murder. So what other nationality at this time have the majority of their music speaking about sex and murder? Not making love, not unity, you know, not growth, but murder. So it's like, okay, have sex and kill, have sex and kill. Where's the love? Where's the elevation? Where's the growth? And we have a generation who has been raised off of this music that, you know, if they don't have phones, they have tablets. It's not like back in the day where you had a record player in your house and, you know, you had to listen to whatever your parents were playing or your older siblings, or you had a radio. Now they got access to all types of music. However, they only listen to a certain type of music. And that's on us. We can fix that. We can have our grandchildren and children sit down and listen to some of the music that we know. Start with something simple as that. I want you to listen to this. Tell me what you think. You know, oh, that's old. I still want you to listen to it. Get them at least used to trying something different, listening to something different, getting their mind off of sex and murder. With that, we're gonna take a little break, and then we're gonna come back, and we're gonna discuss some other issues. And anyone who is on the line and want to either add to the conversation or just make a comment, press 1. So for now, we're going to take a break, and we will be back shortly. So I just want everybody to hang in there and hold on. and think about some of the stuff that I was just speaking about. Yes, welcome back to the second half. As the song said, you can't do it alone. You know, none of us can do it alone. If If we were meant to be alone and do everything alone, then it would have just been one person on the earth. So we're meant. Now, by design, we are tribal. By design, social creatures. Some of us may be introverts, However, by design, we are social people. And that's how we're designed. So socially, we need to, as I said, come together in a song set. We can change it. We can change the world. We can change our world. We can change our conditions. As I was alluding to before, when I was speaking on the man and the woman, we have to relearn how to work together as man and woman. There's so many different societal issues that affect us that cause separation, one of them being the time where jobs were taken out and men weren't able, during the 80s where it was difficult to get jobs, for men. It's pretty difficult. And now, a lot of situations where they want to, utilize equal rights, they will hire a woman over a man in some cases. In some cases, women may make more money than the men. And because we are statistically supposed to be the providers, it throws off the dynamics of the relationships in some cases, because now the man feeling less about himself because he has to take a back seat in the financial form. And then the woman is feeling more dominant because she's able to step up in a manner where he's falling short. And in order to fix this thing, we have to understand that there's other ways to handle finances. There's more to providing than just finances. For example, my wife at one point made more money than me. And sure, it changed the dynamics to some degree, And, I've had my own issues. She had her own issues. We all have issues. However, we had to come to a point to realize that each of us have strengths and weaknesses. And when you choose a mate, you have to stop striving to choose a mate based on cosmetic look, just by the way they look. We have to be able to choose a mate based on what are our strengths and what we need to be reinforced or to help us be a better person. That's where we have to start as man and woman, meeting in that level. where we're able to say, okay, for example, if a man is able to strengthen the woman emotionally and be in a security blanket when her emotions run rapid, and be able to speak reasoning and speak life into her rather than tearing her down during difficult times, and vice versa. One of the most powerful weapons that a woman has is her mouth. One of the most powerful weapons. Women, you know, you sisters, I love you all, and I love the brothers too. We have to, I'm going to say, many of us brothers are guilty of letting our egos get in the way at times when we need to humble ourselves and listen to the sisters. I've been guilty of it, and I still struggle with it to this day. We have to be able to listen, not with our emotions, with our intellect. Now, there's time for emotions, but we have to be able to understand that, okay, women have an insight that we don't. Now, sisters, you have to be willing to step back from your emotions at times and allow the brother's intellect and rationale to handle a situation sometimes before it gets out of control. Those are two examples of where we get to play our positions, or, you know, because, okay, there's other positions, but as men, we need to be there, whether the woman, you know, we have to figure out a way, and sisters, you have to figure out a way. If there's a child involved, the child needs both parents. The daughter needs to know what it's like to interact with a male. The son needs the same thing, to know what it's like to interact with a male. Many of our young children today only really know how to interact with women. They have very little contact with men. So when they get on the streets, if they're 17-year-old or 20-year-old is the OG, and the 20-year-old giving them all this advice, and the 20-year-old don't know no more than they do. So we have to understand that we are meant to work together. We are meant to be together, make the family work, do what it is that we have to do to make the family a family unit. And this is no stab to our, you know, gay individuals. You know, this is no, we all are family as far as I'm concerned. And even if you decide, if you're male on male and woman on woman, if that's what you decide to do, that's your right. However, I would still suggest that you have both interacting in the life, because a man, no matter how hard he tries, can not teach a woman how to be a woman. But what he can do is teach a woman, teach his daughter how to be a good woman for a man. A woman, no matter how hard she tries, can't teach a boy how to be a man. But what she can do is teach him, raise him up or to be a good man for another woman because of her aspects. And this is the importance of both man and woman. Right now, we have an imbalance. We have too many young males out here, emotional wrecks. This is what makes it easy for them to murder each other, because they're not thinking. They're not using intellect. They're using emotions. They're living their lives based on what they feel. Oh, I feel like he hating on me. I feel like killing this guy. Whatever, you know. And our sisters are operating kind of more on a masculine level, because, you know, they feeling like they got to take the place of the man. And we're upside down in this. And it's going to take us, those of us who are grandparents, those of us who have the foresight to start reeling them in, because we have to bridge the generation gap first. We have to really start working on that to, you know, for as far as I'm concerned, people say there's a new generation every 25 years. I disagree with that. I believe there's a new generation every decade, every 10 years. So if you're 40, you have the ability to reach people 50 and people 30s, you know? So if we navigate on that, then we could be able to bridge the generation gaps and be able to move again as we did in the past, prior to what we like to fall back on being enslaved. Me personally, I believe that our real detriment started within the late 1800s to 1900s. That's why I believe our real detriment started. You know, we started, and then it got solidified after the so-called civil rights, which we all, you know, how come one particular nationality in a country have to fight, march, die for civil rights, which basically for human rights? Why is that possible? Why did that even occur? And how do that affect us nowadays? How do it affect us? It affects us in the manner that prior to that, all the things that we don't have, we did have. We did have our own grocery stores, our own banks, our own, you know, hospitals and things of that nature, because we had people experience. We had what we call midwives. We had people that was experiencing and childbirth. So we had the doctors, and they all lived in your neighborhood. We all lived together. And You could go down the street or next door and talk to the professor or the scientist or the carpenter or the plumber. One more suggestion before we end tonight. Be mindful about sending your children to college. And when I say this, I don't mean that this to discourage anyone. I say that if you want to send your children to college, don't send them at the financial detriment of them or you. That they go to college for one thing, they come out, now they're in debt, and they can't even get a job with that thing that they went to college for. So do the research. My suggestion would be send them for something that could be utilized no matter where they go, and something that they could use to uplift the people that they belong to. We have too many young people in debt with degrees that they're not even using, because we're saying this is a part of the American dream, and they have manipulated it to a point where it's no longer an affordable thing. It's a business where it's putting children in debt. It's hurting families. Now, what do we need? We need lawyers. We need doctors. We need scientists. We need engineers. We need anthropologists. If we're gonna go, we don't want to do like our parents did and just say, oh, you got to go to college, you got to go to school, you know. Start gearing them towards something that will be useful. Agriculture. So, you know, things of that nature. We need to send our children for things that can be used. We also need trades. We also need our children learning trades. We need carpenters. We need plumbers. We need electricians. We need auto mechanics. We need HVACs, people in HVAC. So just be mindful of how we want to guide our young people. You know, because we are responsible for them, and they will be responsible for the next generation if we do what we are capable of doing. And that's raising them up to be the future, to be what we know that we all are capable of being. We all are capable of better than who we are. Each day, we should all strive to be better than we were the day before. That should be our natural goal, that anything that we found a problem with, we strive to correct it. And there was a question that was asked on Sister Lisa's show where it said men don't want to admit, you know, why men don't want to admit when they're wrong. And my answer was basically that everyone should be able to accept when they're wrong. Everyone should be able to identify something that is healthy versus unhealthy. If you don't want to use right or wrong, just something that's healthy or something that's helpful or something that's hurtful or unhealthy. Whenever we strive to interact with each other as family, as husband and wife, as brother and sisters, as mother and son and daughter and father and son and daughter. We have to be mindful to be able to admit if we do something to hurt someone, even if it's not intentional. Because it's not intentional, don't make it hurt any less once someone is offended. You know, we have to be truly mindful of that and start having empathy towards each other and work towards forgiving and letting, you know, working through things. Because you forgive something doesn't mean that you are letting the person off the hook for what they did to you. Forgiving is freeing yourself of toxic emotions that can keep coming back and ruining what has the potential to be a healthy or good relationship, because it's something that you were unable to work through. And we all, you know, have to work towards, many of us, some of us are better than others, be able to work through our emotional levels. To be more solid and more grounded spiritually, our inner selves, and stop, I want to say, chasing the rainbow, chasing the illusion of what society say looks good, or what's good, or what society thinks, you know, we should be doing. For far too long, we have allowed ourselves to be utilized and manipulated to benefit other people more so than to benefit us. When you look at the things that we do as a people and the things that we are most famous for, it's music and entertainment, and entertainment or sports. These are the things that they want to uplift in our community. And when I say they, I mean the white establishment. As I said earlier, I don't mean all white people, you know, because white people has been manipulated just as much as us. And many of them don't even realize it. You know, just the average white person has been manipulated to think that we're their problem, that we're in their way, that we're trying, you know, that we're trying to stop them from their growth. And it's been manipulated to make us think that they're trying to stop us, when it's about 300 people who holds the keys to everything. 300 people running millions of people. Picture that. So I say that to say that for us to make a movement to change our situation, we don't need everybody, because realistically, everybody's not going to be cut out to do it. But those of you who are in your hearts and in your minds are ready to make the change, then you're the ones I'm talking to. With that being said, special thanks to my brother Jay Sean for handling the production side of the show. I would like to ask all of you to tune in every Monday to Humble X Visions from 8:30 to 9:15. Tune in every Thursday to the Lisa Experience from 8 to 9 p.m. Tune in every Friday to Keeping It Real. tune in every Sunday to Point of Impact from 7 to 8. Also, tune in to Grown Folk Talking by dialing 520-525-8633. That's 520-525-8633. And for any of you, you know, I'd like for you to subscribe to my YouTube channel at ANDREHILL 9. That's at ANDREHILL 9. I pray to the Creator of all in existence that He touch every heart and renew every mind who hears the vibrations of my voice, so that our hearts and minds and souls will come together and function as though we are one body. I pray that you bless each and every one of us with the spirit of unity and forgiveness and the ability to put aside our differences so that we can work together towards the much needed changes within ourselves and within our communities for the sake of present and future generations. I pray with all my heart that our Creator has planted something incredible within each and every one of us that we will carry with us and share with others from this day forward. Anything that I said that was insightful and helpful came from Allah, our Creator. Anything I said that was unclear or confusing came from me, and I ask your forgiveness. In closing, don't forget to reach out to someone whom you love or care about just to see how they're doing or if they're okay. With that being said, may you all be inspired and motivated to begin your journey towards a higher level of thinking and self-elevation. And to our next encounter, have a great night. I love you all like I love myself. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All.
Hey, what's going on, Shahid? This nephew O. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, brother O? How are you?
Man, I can't call it, man. I was sitting here, man. I just want to say keep up what you're doing, man. It definitely sent the plucked the fly in my ear, man. And yeah, that definitely helped me out with a couple of things, man. You got my gears spinning, so definitely want you to keep up that knowledge, man. Especially, there's still a lot of us out here like myself that still needs to grow and learn a whole lot of things, man, that brothers like you can continue to teach us. So I just want to thank you for what you're doing, man.
I totally appreciate it. I totally appreciate it, brother. You know, I'm inspired by you. I'm inspired by Miles, Leon, and the pastor for how you guys handle your different ability. The different ability came from, you know, our sister Toya used that, and I like that mm-hmm. phrase, so I'm coining it from her. So, you know, anything, you know, you guys, you know, I'm honored and I'm impressed by you brothers, man. So, you know, like, you inspire me. So, you
yes,
know,
sir.
It's a mutual thing. It's a mutual thing, man. And I appreciate, you know, I appreciate the love, and I want to continue giving the love. I want us all to continue to grow, man. And thank you from, you know, taking the time to express that. You know?
Yes, sir.
Until next week. You know, just hold it down, man, and continue being strong and continue growing and elevating. Before we leave, do anybody else have a statement? Do anybody else want to say anything? You know, is it anything else you want to say, Brother O?
Yeah. Miss, you want to say something? Yeah, go ahead. Just unmute your phone. You fine? Here. Put this in your left ear.
I don't know what they're on the phone.
You live.
Welcome to Let's Talk About It All. You live.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We were having some phone issues. I thought she wanted to chime in, but she didn't have nothing to add.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. You know, whenever she's ready, you know, she's welcome. You know, I mean, that's it's like I said earlier, it's for us, about us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it's about. We have to be, you know, proud to be brilliant, loving, amazing, courageous, and kind. We have to be proud to be that, you know?
Yes.
And
definitely going to keep tuning in.
Okay, and then, you know, and invite people, you know, whoever you can invite, the more the merrier, you know?
Yes, sir.
The more we tune in, the more the more we can get started, you know, because we definitely got work to do. And as I said earlier, we got to start with ourselves and our families. Once we start with ourselves and our families, it spills out to the rest of them.
Yes, sir.
Again, I appreciate you for chiming in.
Yep.
All right, so with that being said, everybody have a great night. Look forward to next Saturday. I love you all like I love myself.
Just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life. Well, I've shared so many pains, and I've played so many games. Oh, but everyone finds the right way. Somehow, somewhere, someday. Whoa, ooh, I'd like Everybody be for me.